We're in Fairview, Illinois, with this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week. They are the Lady Wildcats softball team of North Fulton. Let's give them a big hand. Wonderful. Let's meet the North Fulton Lady Wildcats softball team.
Brenna Hubbs, senior, first base.
Avonlea Strait, senior, left field.
Faith Click, senior, catcher.
Jessica Young, senior, pitcher.
Emily Wilson, senior, left field.
Emily John, senior, left field.
Brianna Gorsuch, junior, left field.
Caitlin Patterson, junior, pinch runner.
Addie Williams, junior, center field.
Sloan Miller, sophomore, third base.
Alexis Markley, sophomore, third base.
Madison Easley, junior, first base.
Lexi Hanlon, senior, shortstop.
Rachel Slater, sophomore, right field.
Carly Quick, junior, second base.
Abby Korsoff, freshman, left field.
Tessa Leedy, junior, right field.
Mackenzie Kolajewski, sophomore, right field.
Maylee Hanks, left field.
Audrey Tarchioni, freshman, center.
Kendra Hartson, freshman, second base. Grace Brightson, freshman, first base.
Caitlin Collier, freshman, pitcher.
Abby Clemens, freshman, left field.
Aaron Tender, freshman, right field.
Alexis Moore, sophomore, pitcher.
With North Fulton Lady Wildcats coach on a cold day in Fairview. Melanie Hanlon's the head coach of the Lady Wildcats softball team. Third year we've met you here. This might be our coldest. You, like all other softball coaches, gotta love softball in April.
Yes, we do. Weather's very unpredictable.
Yeah. But with the winds and the cold, you can still play. What's tougher? Is it this or is it the rain? Would you rather the rain stay away, probably?
Actually, yeah. I make them battle all season long. We start out. We'll come out on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m., 9 a.m. when it's only, 29, 30 degrees. We make them practice in that so they're used to it. We practiced in sleet the other day. We've practiced in all the rain so that they're used to the elements, because we tell them the toughest team is going to battle through the elements and come through with a win.
How many years now, Melanie, with the Lady Wildcats?
This is my sixth season.
Yeah. What's special about this year? Every year, I'm sure you find some reason to love all these girls just as well. But what's special about this year's squad?
They're hard workers. They put 110% into it, and not one of them have complained about the elements of the weather this year at all. Yeah. So that makes it great.
Tell us about the weekend ahead.
This weekend, we don't have any games scheduled this weekend. We've had a lot of rainouts this past week. Next week, we have a game. I think we have three games next week. Toughest game next week is going to end up being Brimfield.
Yeah. Do you got a leader on this team that can, I know you can probably bring him up, but is there someone on the team that brings smiles when everyone may be down a little bit?
Actually, I have several seniors. I have pitcher, catcher, and shortstop. They're all three seniors, and they put 100% hard into it. I've got a couple on the bench that are there to cheer and do whatever they can to pump anybody up at any time.
Well, speaking of pumping up, you can't do it without fans. Talk about the Lady Wildcats faithful home and away.
Yeah, we have a big following, and it's great to see that. The community support is incredible. We have a couple fans that aren't even from our community that come to every game to watch, and it's just incredible to look out there and see everybody.
You could have been on spring break and vacation, and Lady Wildcats fans would have came up big time for you. But 67% of the vote. Thomas had a long time voting that morning. But it's always great to come to a Lady Wildcat country. And congratulations on a Hometown Heroes win. We could be back with that $1,000 check and that big old trophy.
That would be incredible. Yeah. We would love it.
Melanie, have a great weekend of softball.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Cats on three. One, two, three, Cats!